How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. I am super excited to have Ryan Lanier on the podcast today. Now, Ryan and I go way back, all the way to before the very first Sunday basket was even created. Ryan, you became a certified organizer before there was a basket, right?
Correct.
Yes. And so Ryan is in Texas. So when I went to Texas, I think it was the very first time I met the manufacturer, wasn't it?
Yes.
And you picked me up. You came and picked me up from the manufacturer, and then we went out and we got martinis.
Yes.
And then you took me to the airport.
Yep.
So Ryan, you've been around since like forever and a day ago.
2017.
Yeah. And you've been through the 100-day program 9 times.
Really? I should be further along than I am.
You're a veteran.
I am such a veteran. I'm very forgiving of how much I get done and how much I don't.
Yes. I love that. I love we're going to dive into that. But first, how did you originally find me? Do you remember?
I totally remember.
Okay.
Because I was on a constant Marie Kondo loop of her 2 books. And it was really speaking to me. And I said, I there's gotta be someone else that has a book out there on organizing. So I looked in my Audible app or whatever, and there it was, The Mindset of Organization. And I started listening and I'm like, okay, this woman is literally in my head, in my house. She knows everything that's going on. And that's when the light bulb was like, oh, yes, I'm ready. And you couldn't let people into the 100-day program all the time at that point. It was, I had to get on a waiting list. I was like,
oh my God, that's like torture for you.
Now. Yeah, that was funny.
Because we are in very similar life stages, I would say. Who lives in your house with you?
Well, I have my husband of 22 years, who travels a lot. And then I have 2 sons at home, a freshman and a junior in high school. I have a sophomore in college in Colorado at Boulder. And I have 2 of the most hilarious cats that are sisters, and they just turned 2 in July. And, you know, endless entertainment and distraction.
Yeah. If you follow Ryan on Facebook, you will know her cats, just like everybody knows Hunter. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
You're just going to know about these cats. And they are funny.
They are for babies. Yes.
Really cute. Okay. So it was like 2017. You listened into the Marie Kondo books over and over and over again. You found the Mindset of Organization. You joined the 100 Day.
Yes.
What was it about that time? Why were you even looking to get organized? What was the spark there, I guess?
Well, you know, I have always wanted to get organized. I first found the Fly Lady. Mm-hmm. If people remember, she was sort of the pioneer of online organizing. And that was back when they sent you a ton of emails, which is kind of funny because disorganized people and lots of emails.
Yes.
But honestly, you know, all the way back to then, it was, I'm on the go with my kids all the time. All I do is come home and make a bigger mess. And I just knew that I was tired of always being late, misplacing things, rebuying things. So that was when I realized that, like, who do I want to be? Do I always want to be this disorganized, behind the gun person?
Yeah.
I knew inside I wasn't that person, but on the surface, mm-hmm. I was showing up as not together. And not that I wanted some perfection, Martha Stewart, like that nobody can relate to that either. But, you know, if I wanted to live my volunteer life, I hadn't started a business at that point, but Like, if I really wanted to do well and show my kids and my family, you know, what life was supposed to be like, I needed to be doing it better.
Yeah, you know, I found Fly Lady first also in 2002, back when there were message boards and everything.
Oh, gosh.
And I got the emails as well. It was like, we're not joking here, like 21 emails a day. And this was before we had smartphones. Yeah.
Yes.
So you were like getting it on your actual computer. It wasn't like it was on your phone to remind you. It would be like, change your laundry. It was reminding you to do all the stuff. And Abby was 6 months, Joey was 2. I remember it. This is also when I created the Sunday basket on my own, but I also was following Fly Lady at that time and I made that control journal. Did you make the control journal? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I printed out the control.
Okay, journal. I made it. I had it fully made.
In a binder.
Yes.
That's about as far as I got.
It was a major project. It took like a long time to make the control journal. It was kind of like a lesson plan for your house.
Right.
And it literally was a lesson plan. Like, you got up and it was like, shine your sink, put your shoes on, start your laundry. Like, it was a bulleted to-do list for a stay-at-home mom, basically. Mm-hmm. And that worked for me for a while, but I think you're like me in this way, Ryan. Like, all right, I like the creating of the system, but doing the system's kind of boring. And I can do it for a little bit, but I can't just do it ad infinitum. Like, I want to hire somebody to do that so I can make a new system. So it worked for me for a while, and it definitely got me through that crazy 2-year-old, 3-year-old age and kept me sane because at least I knew what to do next. But I never got done with the list. Like, every morning, the list was still there. I wasn't leaving the list is what I found. But it definitely put that structure into my day that I didn't have before. I think it's so funny. Like, you go all the way back to before that, I did Julie Morgenstern. Is it Julie Morgenstern? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Organizing from the Inside Out came out before that. And before that was, I thought they called them the Slob Sisters, but Sidetracked Home Executive. Do you remember those from the late 80s?
I've heard of them now, but you're talking pioneers here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, organizing people who love, and other people listening, they're like, oh, I know all those people. Like, we should make a timeline of all the organizers. Mm-hmm. And each one has like a thing that they give you that leads to the next and leads to the next, leads to the next. But yeah, if you've been organizing for a while, most of us can count on Fly Lady somewhere in there. So you were, okay. So then you started with the 100-day program about 3 years ago.
Yes.
Do you remember what time of year it was or what you did first or?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking it was April or it was a spring, I believe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I remember in the summer, I totally fell apart. So I remember starting and taking everything off my counters was like, that was a moment.
Yes.
And I'm not a person that keeps a ton on their counters. Okay. But I definitely kept more on than I realized. And that feeling of not wanting anything to go back on it was, I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's something here that is really, and you know, the cleanliness of it, you know, you don't realize what's underneath all your things anyway. So that really just jumpstarts your whole vibe for, I am doing this. I'm not just going to start over here and do this little bit. It's like, we are doing this. We're clearing this whole counter off. And then that just starts the magic. That's really where the magic started.
It's so funny because I don't hear it as much anymore because I'm prepared for it. But back when you were doing the 100-day program, every time we would start clearing your counters is day 2. The backlash in the Facebook group would be like, I can't, not everything. Can I keep this? Like, and the bartering and the negotiating. And I was like, I'm sorry, a TV and a coffee maker, maybe, but other than that, or like a microwave that's the size of, you know, a TV, but everything has to come off. And people would be so resistant to taking everything off. Now, maybe because I just talk about it so much, people aren't, but yes, people would take it off. Oh, you know, my spouse isn't going to like everything taken off. How can I find things? And then at the end of that week, invariably, the family loves the cleaner counter. They realize most of the stuff they thought they used every day, they really only use on the weekends, and really does have you look at your space completely differently than you had before.
Yeah, I stopped keeping my crock on the counter. Yeah. I literally found space for it in the cabinet. Now, I am not very good about updating my family as to where I've moved everything. They do say, Mom, are you going to organize the kitchen again? I'm like, yeah, I am.
Good luck on your treasure hunt.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, my husband will say the same thing, by the way. I don't know where it is because you always move stuff.
Yeah. That's their excuse, but totally worth it. So that changed. That's where I was like, oh yeah, this is big. This is good. This is going to work. And that just where it started.
And then when was the first time that you noticed something was organized that hadn't been organized before?
Well, funny, I can't remember the first time, but I'm going to tell you one that was recent. Okay. That has been a burr in my saddle for probably my whole marriage, even.
Wow.
So we just got put in those custom pullouts in our cabinets, in our kitchen cabinets. I need to put pictures in the 100-day. I did put pictures in the 100-day program, Facebook group. We got those magic genie. They're called Shelf Genie.
Yeah.
And the guy was there like all day installing them, and his drill had gone. And he said, do you have by chance, have a drill I could borrow? And very recently, I had finally gotten all the drills, all the chargers, had the batteries charged. And I was like, why, yes, I do. Within 30 seconds, he had a working drill. For 20 years, we've not been able to manage that. I mean, so I'm just saying, hang in there.
Which is kind of funny because of your husband's profession.
Why?
Doesn't he build houses?
No. He's a consultant.
Oh, I was like, he's going to want drills.
No. Yeah,
that's a detail, Ryan. That's a detail. We're just going to leave this in.
I was like,
what does Lisa think my husband does?
Yeah, no drills. But he is handy-ish.
Yeah.
But never puts the drill back or the battery. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then prior to that, something being organized had to do with a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. So I would, every year you got to take your kid to the doctor and get the form for the school filled out at the doctor, and then you can just take it to school. Typically, I would not show up with the actual form. I would have to then make a second trip. Finally, that slash pocket saved my life. I show up at appointments with the thing I need now. And it's not old. Like I still to have a little yay me moment. Like this feels so good.
Yeah. And I remember so you joined the certification program before there was a basket. I don't know. Maybe we had our first version of the slash pockets even out, which is why it was called 1.0 and 2.0. Cause that's how I ordered them. They were 9 months apart in manufacturing. Yes. But your enthusiasm and embracing of the Sunday basket and how you would vocalize often both in the Organize 365 group, but also in the Certified Organizer group about the paper organization, that being the thing that held you back. And of all the things that you'd been able to find, that was the thing that you really couldn't find an answer for. And this worked. You were just, it was so fun to watch you be excited about the Sunday basket. I just love it.
I'm still excited about it. That is one thing I just didn't have in me. I could look at spaces and I could understand, okay, I need to do, I would have that feeling, right? I could commune with a closet.
Yeah.
I did not have the commune with paper skills.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I absolutely joined the certification program for those skills. Like you almost just trained me to be able to provide the skills to other people through providing. And I just taught a client recently about the Sunday basket system. And she texted me yesterday from the car dealer. She had her slash pocket right there. And she was like at the car dealer and she was taking care of stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, yep, that's why we do this. This is why we pass our skills on to other people and never claim to be perfect ourselves. It's like, I'm working on this. Here's how it can work for you. And it's so customizable. So.
And I would say, Ryan, you are so transparent and authentic that It's so easy to work with you as a client because you're right along there with them. Like, you never pretend to like have it all together or like, let me just tell you how it's going to be done. You're just like, no, we're going to jump in here together. We're going to do it together. And since you started, you know, organizing yourself, you've become a professional organizer. Like, did you expect that to happen?
I did not. It's so funny because you follow people and they have these just absolutely incredible stories. Your story, I love your story. I've told your story so many times in teaching the Sunday basket. Mel Robbins, her story is just so phenomenal. And I'm like, what? I mean, I don't have anything to me that feels like that deep of a story, but I realized that my organizing came from helping women in my home. Mm-hmm. My generation, my mother-in-law and my mother, I have both helped just manage in these ways. And I didn't realize that that was really fostering skills that later on, plus being a teacher, right?
Yeah.
I was a Spanish teacher for 6 years until I had my children. And then teaching and professional organizing, I feel like they go together. I'm very much a teacher. I crack up when I think of, I mean, I know that you were an organized four people person.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't, like, that's just never going to be my jam. And neither am I the person that says, let's clean out your whole closet and let's go order $600 of California closets or $6,000. Yeah. Like, let's work with what you have, functional, that we have in common.
Yeah. Organize 365 has doubled down on functional organizing for, you know, busy women, and the skill is teachable. Like, that is what I am always talking about. This is a learnable skill. I will teach you the skill. However, in having a podcast and having products and having certified organizers, like, when I was working one-on-one with clients, there are so many things I could do and so many different niches that I had that I can't focus on anymore because I have to stay very narrow in my offering so that I do not confuse people or overwhelm people. But what I love is in the certified organizer community, everybody is unified around this idea that they can help you do paper, and they start with the Sunday basket system. But when I look at all of you certified organizers who have also gone into in-home organization, you have taken on pieces or niches that I would have loved to have followed, but I can't because I'm trying to create the physical Sunday basket product. Like, that is my focus. So one of the things I wanted to highlight that you're doing in Texas with your business that I've watched evolve from the very beginning, like, you wrestle with this idea and then you tried some different things on and now it's just part of your mission, vision, and values, is the idea that as you declutter someone's house, you are decluttering that for good, like for good out of that person's house, but for good for your community. Like, you've always been very intrinsically like, how do we get these clothes over to this place so that these people can then use them? Like there is a recycling and upcycling of everything that people want to declutter. And this, honestly, for Organize 365 has been not a problem, but a hole I know that I have. Like, I'm not telling you every place you could take light bulbs and batteries and clothes. And I could, but I found with my clients that was very overwhelming to them. And if they didn't have a specific place for something, they would stop decluttering. And so I just had to trust a few years ago that if I just got people to functionally organize and declutter, that other organizations and people would step in with the things that were being decluttered and go on. And that was not my piece of the puzzle. But you definitely, in your area, have taken that piece of the puzzle and run with it. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. You've empowered all of us to go and find our mission, vision, and values by giving us the paper part, at least for me, for sure. And it's so funny, before I even was an organizer, became a professional organizer, when I would organize in my house and I would declutter and I would have my days, I couldn't just take it all to one place. This is all the way back into when in early 2000s when my kids were babies. I'm like, well, okay. They always ask for shorts for the kids at school because the kids mess up their clothes. So this bag is always for the school. And then, well, I'm not just gonna, you know, and then the lady on the street, and then like that, that's where it started. Mm-hmm. And now just with the what's available in Austin, especially, you know, you have 1,000 things in the hopper. So
yeah,
in my dream life, I have it as a vision. I will be doing a YouTube channel where I go all over Austin and I show what mm-hmm. is going on in Austin. Yep. There's a woman who collects diapers. She started by doing it in her guest bedroom. And now she has a warehouse where she is funding diapers through mm-hmm. all the people that need diapers in Central Texas. The craft, creative reuse. There's no greater pleasure to be organizing with a client and we come across a big cache of knitting supplies or scrapbooking supplies or whatever. And they go like this. Oh,
yeah.
I'm never going to do that again. And I can say, guess what? There is a thrift store in Austin called Austin Creative Reuse. And they, what? Box it up. Let's take it right there. Just.
Yes. Yes, totally. Like that always, so often, even you listening, like there's something in your house, you're like, oh, I spent so much money. That's something I was going to do, mm-hmm. but I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. If I were to call you on the phone and say, hey, do you have this thing? Because I know somebody who needs it. Like you'd be like, where can I ship it? Yes. And so part of why I don't say it is I can tell you a lot of where those things are in Cincinnati. And we created a booklet for our professional organizing clients. But there is something about being local. Like Cincinnati doesn't need Austin, Texas to mail their stuff to Cincinnati. We need each ecosystem to develop their own, you know, reuse, recycle, upcycle area. So I don't do it, even though you're right. I'm like, oh, I should do that. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to sit on my hands. I'm going to let Ryan do it for Austin, Texas, and somebody else will do it for every other city that we're in. But yeah, I see the professional organizing community is so resourceful and connected, especially once you've been doing it about 5 years. By the time you've been doing it 5 years, you know all the places in the city that take everything. Mm-hmm. Eventually, how do we connect all of those cities of information to each other and get that information out in a way that the typical audience listening to this podcast will hear it? Not amongst us. Like amongst us professional organizers, we can get information flowing, but how do we get it out into the communities in those areas? And that's probably the next thing that we'll need to develop from that.
True. I mean, Austin has a, what do I do with website? I mean,
how cool is that?
You just go, you know, what do I do with mm-hmm. blah, you know, and I'm continually trying to educate myself. Going to go actually have a tour of the Goodwill Industries here and all what they do with their cast-offs. So I just want to be able to speak, not theoretically. I want to say this literally turns into this.
Right.
And people are like, really?
And if you're listening, you're like, oh, in my city they do whatever, then jump into the free Organize 365 Facebook group after you listen to this podcast and share it. And then people who are in your city in that free Organize 365, I mean, there are 13,000 of us. Like, there are people that live in your city that would like to know that information. And we don't need to have it on the Organize 365 website. You guys can just do that inside the Facebook group together.
So while we're on the topic, if I may share about the Buy Nothing Project.
Yes, ma'am.
Is if you go to find my group, Buy Nothing Project, that is a recycling society that you've heard of Craigslist Free, which people are not all the way comfortable with because you don't know where you're going to be going to pick up these things. The Buy Nothing Project is local. You can only join your group, and it has boundaries, it has rules, and it's very governed in that everything is free. There's no trading. There's no selling. It's literally a giving community. And you can even ask for things. Hey, I'm having a big party. Can I belong tables? So it's mm-hmm. the Cup of Sugar Hand-Me-Down Society virtually.
Yeah, it's so awesome. I know that some people listening are like, this is exactly what I've been looking for. And for those of you that are a little bit more like me, that give all your donations to one place and let them figure it out from there. I don't want you to take any guilt from this that you now have to go figure out where every single thing needs to be. No. I think it really does hold up women, especially when they're trying to take back their house, that they want to be so mm-hmm. conscious of where things are given. I will just tell you, every single thing I donate goes to Goodwill. I just drive down, I give it to them, I let them figure it out. So that is okay too. Either way you do it is okay.
Of course, you're not putting it in the landfill. Yeah. You're still giving it a second life in your in your version of that. And that, you know, it is, it's, we're all doing our own jam.
Yeah. So Ryan, what do you have more of now?
What do I have more of? Oh, I want to say trust in myself.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
Oh, just, well, it's, and that's every day, every single day. I am just more proud of how far I've come and how far I know that I still have to go. I'm embracing the journey as I'm looking at your beautiful embrace behind you. I'm just embracing that I'm walking the walk, and I'm also sharing, I'm bringing others along with me, and I'm accepting help from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much, when we start trying to think we have to do everything alone is when we fail.
Yeah.
And when we start thinking everyone else has it together and we don't, that is when we fail. Nobody has it together. I just said that on my Insta story yesterday.
Right.
Is that the minute we start putting ourselves down, we stop and we shrink. Mm-hmm. And we need to fill ourselves up from all the generous spirit that is out there. And so I just, I am filled. That's what I have more of. I am just filled.
Yeah, you're so full of life. You always have been. But you have, and you've always been energetic, but you're a calmer energetic now than you were when I met you. That's like more grounded, I would say.
Thank you. Well, you know, I'm getting ready to turn.
This is an audio podcast. They don't know that you just made hand signals to me.
I have a big birthday coming up.
It's not 40.
When you have a big, any decade birthday, you kind of take time to sort of and I think 2020 also is, I think everybody's sort of,
yes,
whoo, that just feels like a whole different.
It's going to be awesome. Like I'm really excited about 2020.
Well, I'm excited about 2020, and I'm excited to choose. I'm trying to choose less than more. I think that's where maybe when we first met, I was, you know, a wild fireworks of all these great things. Mm-hmm. That's just, I learned that spitting in the wind is not the answer. Same thing with organizing your house. You cannot do it all at the same time.
Right.
It's a slow grow, but you're thinking big.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to constantly adjust. And I can't say enough to not go it alone.
Yeah. You know? So what do you have less of now?
I have less stuff. I have a lot less stuff. And,
would you say you're a minimalist now, Ryan?
No, but I'm choosy. I'm also very, you know, secondhand first. I'm very thrifty.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I can walk the walk of using secondhand and making it look as cute or new as anything that I went shopping for at the mall. And that's what I want to encourage people to do. I mean, I could go buy whatever I wanted to.
Should probably look into what truly minimalism means. Because like when I think of minimalist, I think Marie Kondo, I think all white. Like growing up, there was this lady who literally was a minimalist and she only had white in her house and her kids wore 24-hour clothes and they each just had like 5 outfits and she was insanely rich. She had all these houses and everything, but there was like nothing in any of the houses. I went to babysit her kids and all we had to eat was Malto meal, which I'd never had before. And I had one time, let me just tell you one time, there wasn't even enough to have peanut butter and jelly. Like everything was so, so when I, and that is a cat in case you're wondering. Right behind you, Ryan, totally destroying your set. So when I think minimalist, that's what I think of, which I don't think, or there was this book I read called the 100 Thing book.
Yeah, I know that guy too.
Oh my gosh. And he literally only had 100 things. So if he wanted to get a new pen, he had to get rid of like a piece of underwear. And I was so intrigued. Like I read that book so fast, but at the same time, I'm a maximalist. I mean, like Oh my gosh, I have over 100 slash pockets. Like, there's no way I'm going to have less than 100. So I just think maybe we're all trending more towards more purposeful, mindful, functional, less, but not necessarily minimal or maximal, just more right-sizing almost, like right-sizing our life. And like you said, you can buy anything you want, but you're choosing to buy from a secondhand store, like environmentally and aesthetically choosing that, like just being more thoughtful and purposeful than reactionary. Like I used to just go buy stuff because I was at the store in the line, you know, and now I'm more like, well, do I really need that? And if I really need that, is that really the one I want? And that could also be our age, Ryan. It could also be our age. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, it's also all of it. Our planet. It's all of the above. It's all,
I think it's all of it.
It's just, it's choosing. It's choosing as opposed to just surviving.
And reacting. Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole other podcast.
So what do you wish you knew sooner?
Oh gosh. What I wish that, that I knew that I would feel the way I feel now, you know, because I believe that you get so overwhelmed and you want to stop and you think, you compare yourself. I think I wish I knew to stop comparing myself sooner. Yeah. You do you every day. You just do you. And then the only person that you have to worry about is yourself. And then.
Yeah. I heard Ed Milet speak at Lewis Howes's master live event. And he said he is chasing the future perfect version of himself or not. He doesn't call it the perfect version, but like when he dies and he meets God, and he sees his true potential, he wants it to be the twin of who he is today. Like he's chasing his true potential, not just, you know, every day. And so he's only competing against himself. And I was like, oh, that is so cool. Like competing against your own true potential. Like yesterday, I literally finished a book and read another book cover to cover because I could not go to bed until I knew the information in that book so I could make the decision about what I wanted to do next. Like, nobody was telling me to read these books. Nope. I'm not in any mastermind or anything. I am just like racing myself, you know, and trying to make myself better every day and do more of what I am the best at, which is totally different than everyone else around me, and not feeling bad about that or feeling superior about that. Just doing me, like you said, just doing me.
Well, you empower us and you're being powered by other sources, and then I will empower others. So
yeah.
That's what I think is so beautiful.
Yeah. So what's your next step? Oh my gosh, that cat's going to do it again. As I'm on Zoom, you guys, I should do, I should put these on YouTube. The cat is like doing laps around Ryan and jumping over things. It's hilarious.
If I had scheduled this at 3 in the afternoon, they would be corpses. They would be so asleep, but it's party time right now.
They are very entertaining. Ryan's cats are very entertaining. Well, so what's your next step now?
What's next? I mean, when I wrote the question down to submit to be here, I said, I'd like to figure out if I can actually do a full 100 days.
And like then from start to finish?
From start to finish.
Yeah.
But yet I don't know if I want to do that. Like,
yeah, I haven't done it start to finish either, Ryan, just in case you're wondering.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm just grateful that the skills I have are still growing. It's not like I feel like I'm coming to the end. I mean, I still want to feel, you know, as you say, my house is completely organized. I would love to say that, but it's not like I'm going to stay awake at night until. However, the motivation is still as, you know, bursting out of me as the beginning. And so that's what truly, you know, makes me feel super excited that I'm, you know, you say 9 times and I think, oh, I've never done one all the way through. I think, yeah, I can't wait for the next one. And I'm hopefully teaching my children some things. I don't know.
I think you're really good at following your energy. Like, You just said you just went through all the tools and they're all charging, and my house is organized. But right now, you guys, my two basement storage areas are a hot mess because Abby's down there. And so I can only go down there when Abby's not down there. And I've been shoving stuff in there. And then I was holding somebody else's stuff. Like, they're a hot mess. And my laundry room, I started 9 weeks ago, I think, in the free challenge way back in the last round. I still have not put it back together since I put that new workbench in there. Like, my house is organized, but when I say it's not perfect, it means it has gotten unorganized since I last organized it. And so this round, I need to do the laundry room and the storage rooms, but the kitchen's fine. I don't need to do the kitchen again. But it is a never-ending, I guess it's a battle. Like, it, unless you're going to live in your house like a museum, it is never going to be perfectly organized. No. And I'm not going to live in my house like a museum.
No, it's, and it goes in cycles. And thank you for making perfectionism a dirty word. That word, it's just that word.
It's unattainable.
It is. And it's mm-hmm. not a goal. It's not a goal.
So what advice would you give to someone just starting out?
Don't judge yourself. Just keep at it. Take pictures, engage with your tribe. And like Lisa just said, follow your energy.
Yeah.
If you're just not feeling it, don't. Find something that does float your energy. Like, they say, you know, don't go look at pictures because you'll lose 10 hours. Well, guess what? You're not going to lose 10 hours. But wasn't that lovely hour that you just sat looking at pictures? Wasn't that just the most beautiful way to fill your heart that day?
Right.
Do that.
Right. And we'll be here tomorrow.
That's right. Every day right now is such a gift.
Yeah. Ryan, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. This has really been a blast. I've been a super fan, and it's just always amazing to see your smiling face.
Oh, well, I love having you on. Thank you.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.